OFC Podcast Radio.
Welcome to OFC Podcast Radio, where every beat, every word, and every laugh is a celebration of our journey. Join Gina the Great, your joy curator, Farrah Hammond Freeman, the head honcho, and me, Queen Kaya, your soul sister. Stay tuned for a dose of melanated excellence right here on OFC Podcast Radio. But before we do anything else, we're going to bless our show and the kings and queens listening.
Blessed melanin rising, my people. I am so grateful to life, God, our creator, and our ancestors for creating yet another opportunity for us to be able to get together today. And I just ask that the time that we spend, let it be fun, let it be entertaining, let it be uplifting, but most importantly, let it be empowering for each and every one of our listeners, that we send out that spirit of love, light, unity, strength, great health, wealth, and peace to each and every one of us. And we also just give thanks to the ancestors for being present. Hotep, amen, ashe, aibobo. Yeah, they're great.
Yes, sir. I'm feeling pretty great. I'm not going to lie. The other day, I don't know what I was doing, but I was kind of just like, ooh, my knees are back. I know I haven't given you guys an update on that, but my knees are feeling pretty nice. Like, they're back. And I'm not saying that I completely concentrated on being my younger self, because that was a whole thing, right? Where you got to think about yourself being in your 20s and what you did then, or whatever age, actually, quite frankly. But that was back. So, like, I'm feeling good, you know, feeling good from there. And to that point, we had a coming together of the cousins on a call last week, you know, in response to
our previous week,
what we talked about that. So that was nice, and clearly it was needed, because I think we were on the call for like 3 hours.
Yo, trust. It was like long time. But no, yeah. But it's crazy, because even as family, like, shoot, there's things we just didn't know about each other. Like, how long, like, we haven't spoken to connect. It's like, shit, what career are you in now? Damn.
So yeah, absolutely. And so, like, that there's a lot of great things to share. There's a lot of great things that... I think one that we found out about each other, and then also just, like, I guess finding out about yourself, at least for me in that moment, and in the sense where we understand that life be lifing, and it does, but part of that is that life gets hard when you forget your village, if you will, right? Yeah. And then it can get really dark when you feel like there's no one to turn to. And like with a lot of things that's going on, I just feel like it's been this spiral ever since the pandemic. Cause I think prior to the pandemic, we were much more social individuals as a whole.
Of course, yeah.
And at the beginning of the pandemic too, because the world came to a halt, we did connect a lot more often because there was nothing else to do.
Right, yeah.
Right. And as soon as the other stuff to do occurred, we kind of went back in there, but bringing with us maybe the bad habits of COVID, of isolation, of being in one's bubble.
Hello, the anxiety that just coming, like, for myself, I realized, like, the first time coming out of COVID, being invited to go out somewhere, and not even realizing that I was, like, that I had developed anxiety about going out and seeing people in person. It was the craziest, and it was like, I was like, yo, what is happening? It's like, as if I'm scared to go meeting people. And I'm scared, but, you know, it's like something's holding me back from actually just going out and meeting people. Mm-hmm. It's a weird thing. Right.
Yeah. And so all those things, and like, even like in those discussions, it's interesting, because the next day I had a whole call with Jen. And I mean, and we won't get into full details on that, but I sent both her and you a text just from the call and stuff. And like in that call and having conversations, I was just like, oh, wow. Like, in my journey of healing myself, I recognized how I had certain triggers that I had no idea existed. And then it was about like speaking about it. And I want to say the word trigger a little bit loosely, because I mean, I know that trigger sounds very...
Yeah, sounds intense, bro.
Sounds intense. Sounds intense. But like, let's call it like Again, you could, because
I think trigger for lack of trigger is for lack of a better term,
lack
is
of a better word, right?
trigger. Yeah.
Exactly. And then and again, like again, yeah. So I yeah, because trigger can be heavy, but then like trigger is really just a reminder, right?
Exactly,
A
yeah.
reminder of like, oh, whoa, you know, like in this space that I'm in of working on myself, and like especially the one thing that I'm really that I've worked really hard at in the last 2 years is just not bottling things up until they blow up, and it's really addressing like how I feel in that situation or in a short period of time afterwards, so that I don't so that it doesn't dwell and live in that, right? And so that was a very interesting it was a very interesting experience through and throughout. And yeah, so
Yeah,
that was
no, I yeah, because I got the message you sent. I understood where you're coming from. I was like, word. Okay, got it.
but the and so I'll speak to that, right? Which is what's again, not to have to say the message because it's nobody's business, but it's a matter of like even with the people that I'm closest with and with the people that I feel like I can share all my deepest, darkest secrets, even going back and saying something like, hey, this bothered me or that hurt my feelings or whatever that is, it's a like it's a big deal for me to do that, right? It's a big deal for me to show, like, I'll explain it this way. It's a big deal for me to show vulnerability. And then you're there. And this is one of those moments where it wasn't necessarily that. It was like, here's the text and here's what it is. But like, let this have been 2, 3, 4, 5, 10 years ago. I would have just been staring at that text for weeks and never pressed send. Or I just been like just whatever, like walk it off. You know what I mean?
Right,
And we do
yeah.
that a lot in everything that we do. We do a lot of walk it off. We do a lot of like just push through it, and that doesn't heal it. That just makes it even worse. And again, I'm like my explanation's making it sound like it's worse than it was. It's not that.
It's like, yo, what happened on that call?
It's not that. It's just all these things are these reflections on that. Because on that call, what I will share is on because we basically just kind of said like, hey, what is everyone up to, right? And I said on that call, like in the last 2 years, there's just been a lot of healing, like let's call it reverse trauma, right? So it's unlearning a lot of different things, and it's really just taking the bull by the horn of my life and really being the master of my universe and the creator of my future. And to be able to do that and to have to be able to create a positive future, I have to make sure that I pacify the past. Is that the way to say it? Or heal it. Just heal it. Call it healing.
Heal, yeah, because I yeah, no, and it's heal. And it's I think on both on like it's on both sides. Like because when I think about like my 18 years of being married, on many occasions, definitely less now, but when we were going through an uncomfortable part in the marriage where we're just going through just that, an uncomfortable part of marriage, communication's kind of off, things were just a little weird. I remember like clashing with Shai verbally because it's just things were just not, we just weren't seeing eye to eye. And developing a ritual practically where I just go for a walk. I just be like, yo, I'm just out of here. Leave the house and just go for a walk. And I'm not sure that was me pacifying the situation, but I could tell you while I was on that walk, there was a lot of reflection that would happen. And I would come, and I guess because I'm also like, I'm really grateful to have this clear conscious communication with my non-physical counterpart. So I'm able to get like it's almost as if I'm bouncing information from off myself and I'm like looking at things and hearing things from different perspectives. And while going through that, I was always able to see my role in it. Like, okay, so this is happening because and so because there was something I must have been through Abraham Hicks, I'm sure, that it was like you're a co-creator in everything. There's nothing that is just like, oh, it's just that person. You're
Right,
co
like nothing, you're not free of blame in anything, even
in
though
anything.
even though like and again let me let you finish that and I'll jump on it.
But yeah, no, it's like so in every scenario, it's never a case where it's just like, yo, no, I had nothing to do with it, because the fact that even outside of my conscious mind, I accepted and understood that my spirit is doing things beyond my conscious understanding. So even if like from what I know, from what I remember, from what I did, I'm like, nah, that had like nothing to do with me. And I had to really accept, like, well, if I'm going to be genuine about understanding my non-physical experience, I have to actually accept that no, I actually had something to do with it. I might not know up front what it was, but I would have some kind of epiphany. And it did help me to look at both sides of things. And again, like, to this day, I'm still not sure if I am just ignoring things, putting aside, or genuinely accepting what the situation is, and just, I'm okay with it. Like, I'm good with it. It's either, I'm good or not. And you know what? Actually, as I just said it out loud, I think it is more the latter. It is that I accept what it is. Like, I accept my role in it. I accept the other person. Like, in my case, it was Shy, what she's saying, what she's doing, and I accept, that that's just what it is. And I feel that it strengthened our marriage. Because I was able to not take what she was saying or doing at the time from a negative space. It wasn't like it didn't come from a place of contention, because now I understood that no, you're not actually being malicious. Because there's times where I'd be like, yo, you're just being mean. But it was like, actually, I'll be very transparent. One of the things that used to happen to us a lot is that I would be super hype about things and come home and start to talk about them and, expect that same energy and be met with a certain kind of flat. And I'm just like, and it got to the point where it would frustrate me, right? Where I'm just like, yo, you don't care about anything in my life, like all kind of nonsense, right? But like to say, I had to, when in going through my reflections, I really had to remember that Shy had never changed her character. I might have changed or wanted to, become more excited about different things, but she has always been a very passive kind of, all right,
And
cool.
it may
Like,
not have been that you changed. It just could have been at that moment, you wanted a certain reaction, despite how you know how she is.
exactly,
Right?
right? So then that's it. And it's just like, okay, all right, guys. So anyway, so that's to say. So that is what had helped me a lot in just dealing with circumstances, like now obviously all circumstances is just like, whatever I'm able to deal. But at the same time, I find that helped a lot. Like that unplugging, reflecting, assessing it from both sides, and always accepting that I have a role to play in it. It's never, just one-sided. But you're gonna say something before?
Right, no, so I was gonna say that I do think that it's important that sometimes that when you're in the heat of the moment, because again, I don't want people to confuse that like holding it in is like waiting a 24 hour and that's holding it in, right? No, like some situations you do need to kind of just say, I'm gonna need to step back real quick just so I can get my mind right, and that's okay. But I'm talking about don't let it dwell for weeks into months into years. Because then when you do blow up on the smallest of things, it's kind of like, that wasn't that serious. And then you're kind of like, well, it wasn't just that. It was back in 1984.
It's like, whoa. Yeah, facts,
So
but
there's that, there's that part of it. And in hopes that after you did do those talks and come to those conclusions that you, sorry, well, those self-talks, I should say. And so those walks, those self-talks and conclusions that when you did come back to your wife, that it was a matter of like, okay, this is how I recognize this. But I think it's great to accept how another person is, but I think in that same space, it's important for you to tell that person. And then I say that person as any relationship, friendship, family, relationship, work, that okay, so this is what occurred. I'd appreciate it moving forward that like if you can deal with me in this manner. And it's not necessarily, and especially using your example, it's not that when you come excited, she has to be like, oh yeah, oh my gosh, and like be outside of herself. But just acknowledging how excited you were, and then how like you can, it's the simple things of saying like I'm really happy for you. It doesn't have to be over the top, but it's acknowledging that you're doing that. And it's funny because my mom's very like loud with her feelings and talk over the top. She will laugh louder than any person in the room. And every time she comes with something she's excited about, she'll tell her children, she's like, oh my God, you guys have no pulse. I tell you something. And the reaction is just like, but this is how we've been, and this is how we always are, you know. And even me at my most excited, because I'm super excited that we're having like family over and we're doing all these things, we're gonna play games. it's still at a, as for somebody who shows outward excitement a lot, I'm still at a level four compared to what other people do, you know?
Yeah, I
And to me,
dig
I'm
it.
like, that's 10.
I'm not even sure if how I'm going about this is the right way, but in our scenario, knowing how shy he is, I'll call Grizz and be like, yo, bro, this is it. He's like, word,
Yeah.
and then I'll get home and be like, hey, baby, this happened. Like, because I'm just like, what's the point? Like, I don't need you to pretend to be excited for me. I know,
That's
so I just,
and
like,
it's not, and it's not to
I'll
say that
bounce that
she.
energy off. I know who will give it to me, and I'll come home and just it's, there's no, and that's the thing. There's no, it's not like I'm telling it to her in a well, here, I just did this. I just know how you are. So I'm like, I'm just tell you, like, I'm not ex if you give me more of a reaction than I expect, that might surprise me. But because I know how you're going to react, I'm good with it.
Yeah.
So anyways, but again, I'm not sure if that's the right way or not. Just it's my
No,
way.
I think that's awesome. I think that's awesome because, like, like I remember we had a conversation, and I'll paraphrase it. But your partner's not supposed to be your everything. That's too much ex. That's too much on them. Like,
Big time.
and a lot of times we place that on your partner or that one other person that you have in your life, and they're supposed to be your everything. And like, that's a lot of responsibility on another person who has their whole life to live.
They came
Right.
as a co-creator too. It's like, I'm
Yeah.
a god here too. Hey, by the way, I have my own world to create.
And it's the same way how if I move on a certain level, and like especially for me, like if I'm in my mellow moments and I'm in my like I want to play classical music and then someone wants to come and bounce around the walls, it's kind of like I'm gonna need you to bounce somewhere else. It's not the time for me. You know? And then that it's knowing your outlets. And when you don't put your don't when you don't put your expectations all on one person, you find those right outlets, and so that you can balance yourself in all the yous that you are, you know. So I like a you know kudos to you on that, on finding that. And anyway, I think we could do a whole segment on this in and of itself, but that was a big part of the week. The other part is I just started it today, so I will keep you guys posted probably in the new year I was about to say whenever if no when I do this on a regular basis, but I came across a recipe for gut health because I was kind of just like my gut don't feel right. It just like you know like I'll eat and then you just don't feel settled for like hours, and I'm just like no, I don't like this discomfort. But so what it is, it's 2 lemons, 4 teaspoons of honey, 4 teaspoons of olive oil, like a knob of ginger, so just some ginger and 6 cup of water, and you just blend it. You blend it and then you sift it and you drink it on an empty stomach in the morning. So, I did it this morning and like, you know, sometimes when they're just like, they make those concentrated shots and stuff like that, they're not necessarily always pleasant to drink. And this has like olive oil, which is new to what I've seen and or heard, but, it kind of is like, it's a very, it feels like a light lemonade. So I'm like, this is very pleasant. And it's supposed to help you with your lymph nodes. So if you have lymph nodes problems, if it's gut health, all these things. And of course, there's nothing wrong with, there'll never be anything wrong with taking honey and lemon on a daily basis. So
Talk about it, my
I'm gonna
face.
see how that affects my gut health in the next few weeks.
Keep us posted.
Shall do. And so how was your week?
All right, so my week now. Well, let me see. First, let me start, which I feel the we should have started the whole show, top of the show, before prayers talking about this. So, my boy, Jay-Z, being accused, falsely accused, I have to say, for actually, I feel like I should probably preface this by saying he should have known better, and birds of a feather flock together. So I don't know why he's hanging with Diddy, anyways. That's I'm gonna start by saying that. All right, he should have been hanging with Diddy. It gave him a bad look. Do I think he's guilty of that particular crime? No. Do I think he's guilty of some other crimes? Potentially. Now, that being said, That's all I'm gonna say about it. Cause shoot, yo, he's rich. He could do whatever he needs to. He's paying for lawyers out the wazoo. He has time to, like, last I heard, the woman's story is getting all left, right, center. She's talking about she met a person who wasn't even there, who has proof that he was in another country. She has proof. She's talking about she's in this big elaborate mansion that doesn't even exist in the area that she was in. So her whole thing is starting to fall apart. Apparently, the person who drove her transcended. It's like there's no real it. The story's real loopy. The story's real loopy. Don't get me wrong. She could have already been paid and intimidated, where she's now changing her story completely. So I'm on the side of I'm just here reporting the news, okay, guys. But at the same time, Jay's my boy, so I'm gonna be a little biased and just make sure that, you know. He's
Okay.
not completely slandered in these streets.
Can I ask you this? Because and here's the thing, yes. The last thing I seen or heard is that yes, there's a lot of holes to her story. And when I heard a snippet, because they interviewed her on some news show, and she mentioned how, she's autistic and this, that, and the third. And of course, I don't know if they actually if they're still keeping her identity
Hidden.
confidential.
Yeah.
But in this particular case, it does feel like a lot of falsehood. The story's not connected. It could also feel like bandwagon hopping and trying to get in. Because, like, again, what I will agree with is that in the statement that was put out in his name, it was, come at me with criminal charges. Don't come at me with civil, because, well, what you're saying, that those were criminal acts, and so you should come at me with criminal charges, and that hasn't been done. So I agree with that statement. But there's something about Jay-Z that doesn't sit entirely too well with me, because you're saying, yeah, birds of a feather flock together. Least we forget, the man did a whole album with R. Kelly, and Dame Dash was saying, like, Dame Dash was like, yo, we fell off because you decided to turn around for the money and do an album with this guy after I done told you that my girl, Aaliyah at the time, already told you what he did in her underage state. And let's not forget that Jay-Z himself, there are rumors that he tried to get with Aaliyah, but she wouldn't with it until she went with Dame Dash. And there's also the rumors of him and Foxy, by the way, when Foxy was underage. So, and then there's also the timeline of, when did he and Beyonce actually get together? Now, there's other things too, where apparently Beyonce is a little older than she says she is, because then that happens in Hollywood as well. But I mean, we need to see birth certificates all over here. But through it all, though, at the end of the day, after the tapes were put out on R. Kelly, after you knew personally from Aaliyah, who was one of his victims, the things that he was going through, you said, I think it's a good idea for us to do a duo album and then go on tour.
Okay.
The
Yeah.
known
You,
pedophile.
so all right, let's you know what? I can't even fault you. You're only talking facts, and he should have known better. I honestly, it's like he really did align himself with the wrong people. There's actually
For the money.
for
And
the
to meet
money.
somebody who would do that for the money, I can't see how you wouldn't do other things. Because
For
right
the
now,
money.
no one would have thought about Diddy. Everyone always talked about Diddy's party, like, oh wow, that's a wild time. And now that things are coming out, black ink on white paper, it's like, oh my gosh, how these things were going on? I would have never
True.
thought. Who brother love? Da, 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 da. So no.
Okay. You're only talking facts. And you know, it's like I wanna I just I want him to not be guilty, like the same way like I want Drake's career to not be finished in music.
I don't think
On both sides.
it's
But it's taken a
finished.
pretty bad walloping, my friend. It's like for me and music icons for 2024, it's been like it's ending terribly. Okay, I'm just gonna leave it like that. It's like they're like I still
I think that's a good thing. I think we idolize entertainers far too much.
no, and you know what's funny? It's not even about idolizing the entertainer. genuinely, like you, once an entertainer, like I can't listen to Diddy anything. I can't hear. I don't even like listening to Biggie because of the association now, just to tell you how bad it's gotten. And a poor Biggie, he's a victim of circumstance. But I keep hearing Diddy's stupid voice in the back of all his tracks,
That's me,
like,
Aaliyah. Yeah, on her first
you
album. Luckily,
see, right?
she has plenty of other
You
albums coming
understand?
out.
So like now, once this, if this didn't resolve itself properly with Jay, that's it for, you know how many Jay the album downloads? That's it. My playlist is empty, bro. I got nothing to like. I'll of course continue to bang MCD Solo and Nas, but and Kanye. But that's it. You know what I mean? Jay, anyway, so I'm gonna stop crying over my spilled milk.
Well, again, I like I do believe in being innocent until proven guilty, and even though Diddy hasn't gone through his trial, it's very evident that he's guilty. There's video on that. The same thing with R. Kelly. When people were just like, "Oh, guys, he was not guilty. He was found not guilty," I was just like, "Are you all collectively dumb? Because we all saw the tape.
We all
Like,
saw the tape, bro.
maybe he got off on a technicality, but we all
But
saw the tape."
we all saw the tape. There's not, no one can say, don't tell me nothing about that damn tape. We all seen it. It's disgusting. So yeah, I know. And you know what? This definitely had nothing to do with my week, but very something random I came across online, and it was about A$AP Rocky's concert where a bunch of those people died. I don't know if you remember
Years back, yeah.
that. And apparently that was a sacrifice. Like there was a Satanist that was on a show, and it was and you know, I hate to go into these conspiracy theory rabbit holes without any factual documentation, but we do know how energy works, and the fact remains a lot of people did die at that show. And it was a even when I seen the scene, like without even being there knowing, like my whole spirit was like, oh, something's weird there, right? Like without even thing it, and then come to listen to this interview. I'm sure if you guys Google it, you'll find it. But the woman is like, she's a Satanist, and she basically gave her points on what was happening there. And she's like, yeah, that was a sacrifice. It was a ritual that they were doing, and that's why it's like it was what it was. And you know, like, but it's intense what happens in this industry, what happens behind the scenes, guys. So yeah, no, we don't want to idolize anybody or anything. Know who you are, know what you are, build yourself up and call it a day. Now, who is a dope artist from Montreal that I'd like to big up and talk about is our sister Karigi. I look forward to having her as a guest on this show. I went to her launch on Thursday. It was lit. Big shout out to her and everybody who came out. A lot of Montreal's who's was there, so it was great to see and connect with people in the flesh. One of the sisters I seen, there was a sister named Lisa who recently came out with these tarot cards featuring a bunch of Montreal people. And like the design, the cards, authenticity is a cool concept. So big shout out to her. Senior sister Sly. I seen a bunch of people, like, you know, shout out Reggie and his magazine Sush. Nadia Diamond from Diamant Bleu, OFC members, shout out to Veronique who came out as well. Actually, there was a bunch of OFC members there as well. Shout out to Long Life, he was in the house too. So it was cool. Shoot, Dragon was there. Anyway, the point of the matter, it was just cool bumping into all these who's. But what is really exciting is that Kariri is going to be a mega superstar. She is so talented and so genuine and so down to earth. Like she has the making of a mega superstar. So remember I said that today, I don't even know what day is it, doesn't matter. The point of the matter is sometime in December 2024, Pharrell said Kariri is going to be one of the biggest artists in the world. Mark my words. All right. So that I did that last week, and that was Liddy off the chain.
Sorry, I want to jump on something I forgot. I want to give a super shout out to Fly Lady Die, because I did have my work party last week as well, and she came through and DJ'd for us. Did a great job. She really knew how to work the crowd and different types of crowd too, because not everybody listened to the same thing, and she covered that basis. So shout out to her, because this was a tight timeline that we had, and she said that she would dedicate that day for us,
Oh,
and
you
gave
had reached out to her?
yeah
Oh, that's dope.
reached out to yeah because remember we had her on the show, we had
Of
her in
course, I remember.
another, and so I have reached out Because then, like, my company was just like, oh, do you know any DJs? Like, I know a lot. I reached out to, Young Tish. That's her DJ name, right?
Yes, of
Tish.
course.
I was trying to remember her DJ. Is it
Yes.
just Tish? What
No,
is her DJ
Young
name?
Teeth. Yeah.
It is Young Tish.
Yeah.
So I reached out to Tish. I was like, hey, would you happen to be? She's like, no, unfortunately, I'm not available. I was just like, I mean, you wouldn't be because you out in these streets,
Doing the thing.
being booked and busy. And in all fairness, Fly Lady Dice was just like, I can take it, but I'm gonna need that deposit. And obviously not to me, but like to my company because they were taking a while to get back to her. Because people get booked and busy. I think sometimes people don't realize that people are booked and busy in these joints. But anyway, once again, shout out to her. Thanks for coming out. It was a blast.
No, that's dope. Shout out to you for creating that opportunity for her, and shout out for her for coming true.
Absolutely.
And you
No,
know
I
what's
love
funny?
doing that. One thing for sure is that I'll always come in. I'll always reach out to the community first.
And that's just what it is. But I think it's important to say, we said, when we say reach out to community, Life Lady Die, Fly Lady
But
Die
yeah.
is Filipino. Right. So when we say community, we don't necessarily mean quote unquote black people. What we mean by
No.
community is people who resonate and who understand what time it is, who are here for the people. Like, that's what we mean by community. But I think it's just important to say it sometimes, because I know when I say it, people just assume I mean black people, but I ain't talking
No,
about.
it's when it really a community is like-minded people who have the same agenda. And in some instances, the communities are not necessarily good communities. And in other instances, like these ones, it's a good one. And she like Fly Lady Die has good spirits through and throughout. She has like good persona. So absolutely, that's someone you do want in your community, 100%.
Yeah, that's what's up. That's what's up. So last couple of quick things. One is, like, I'm super excited. We're setting up for this event this coming Sunday. You guys, I hope to see you, LaSalle, this Sunday, or we'll be at the Fun Zone. That's in that Champlain Mall there. Shoot, on Champlain Boulevard, down at the end of De La Vérendrye there. It's gonna be off the chain. Like, we're just gonna have a good time with family. The park is gonna be open for the children to get to play around. We get to connect and network as adults, and peoples will be doing the membership card distribution. So if you didn't get your card yet, come and get it. We also are gonna be doing a walkthrough to activate people's cards. So come, if you already have your membership card, it's not active yet, come true, because we're gonna be activating the cards there. And well, obviously, you could always contact us beforehand if you need help activating your card, but we're gonna be doing it all as a collective while we're there. So that's gonna be fun. And we're gonna be doing giveaways. I hope, as parents, you guys have sent in your children's name and their ages, and genders, so that we can put aside some gifts. Shout out to Fun Zone and their sponsors. Thanks to them, we are going to have some gifts to give away to the children as well. So I'm really, really stoked for that. All right, this is a three-part thing I'm about to break down real quick.
A three-part.
So, first part, I share this thing on social media because we're in the process of setting up our community banking through our membership accounts and stuff. So for the first time in a long time, as a community, we're going to have an economic structure internal where members are going to be able to circulate dollars within themselves, build economic strength, and actually do what I like to coin as economic activism. Okay? Economic activism, where we're using our dollars, we're segregating our dollars on purpose in order to empower our community and to defend ourselves against oppression. Yay, claps to that. But Facebook decided to remove one of my posts for no reason, which brings me to my other point of why I look forward to taking a break off of social media for a full year. Now, I brought that up when I was at dinner the other day. I mentioned to somebody I'm going on a break on social media. When I said I was going to do it for 12 months, yo, two separate people damn near fell out of their chair, because they're like, what? 12 months? What kind of craziness? Gave me even more motivation to do it. You know me already. Now it's like, oh, that's how you guys feel? Now I'm doubling down. I might do 2 years. But no, anyways. The point is, one, we already know what's a year, right? 2024 went by in 15 minutes, 20, 15, 20 minutes, the year was done. Now we're about to do it again. And I'm sorry to say, guys, the years aren't going to slow up. They're only going to get faster. So I'm thinking a year off of social media will do me a world of good, and I'm looking forward to it based off the fact that Facebook is already trying to sabotage my messaging. And two, I just plan on being really busy about building this economic structure for our community. Forget about it. Like, you guys are going to see the things that we're going to come out with, from banking to our flag to our movements to our advocacy. Guys, we're going to change the game for the community. I am super stoked. All I'm telling you guys right now, if you aren't a member of the OFC, you're going to want to become one. And if you are one, I appreciate having you as a part of this community because you are our raison d'être. So that's what that is. Two last things is,
Do you know what those things are?
well, you know what's funny? It's actually only one thing. And that it, I paused for a second because I'm like, why did I say two things? And I was like, did I forget something? I was like, no, I don't think it was really, it's one thing. But you know how I like to close with just a little word of encouragement for our people. And I'm going to close with this word. Acknowledging the ancestors. Like, Gina, when you hear acknowledging the ancestors, what is that? What does that mean? What comes to your mind? What comes to your spirit? What does that mean to you?
It's the appreciation for the people who came before us.
That's pretty straightforward. Pretty straightforward. Appreciation. People came for us, yeah. Now, what I would like to for our community to do or to consider is there's a part of you that is an ancestor. And acknowledging your ancestors, acknowledging those who came before you, you are doing yourself a service. You are lifting up your own energy and lifting up the energy of those who are looking out for you, looking over you, ensuring your success as an individual. So, I don't know if there's people who still do this, but saying your prayers before you go to bed or giving thanks in the morning, really, as trivial as it may seem, even if it's to take a moment before, like even if it's not like, I don't want to say the old school, because that's not, it's not even necessarily old school. Some people still do it, no problem. But I mean, if it's not, it doesn't necessarily have to be you're going on your knees on the side of your bed. But taking a moment, even as you lay your head down in your pillow, just to give thanks. Give thanks. Just say thank you. Say it. You're not even sure who you're talking to. You just give thanks. Give thanks to your ancestors. Give thanks to yourself. Give thanks to life. Give thanks to God, our creator. Just say thanks. Just acknowledge. The acknowledgement, it speaks volumes and sends ripples out into the universe that you guys, the multiverse that you have no idea of. When you get up in the morning, simply put out a give thanks for being up. Put out an intention. Even if you're not into meditating, visualizing, or whatever be the case, start your day with saying what you expect the day to be. Today was going to be a great day. Today I am going to, do whatever. Today I'm looking forward to being safe, healthy, and strong wherever I go. Whatever it is, beautiful people, just take a moment to acknowledge the ancestors. And again, I'm saying this just because I know the times that we're in. Although we all might not be aware of it, we are in some very interesting times. Life is going to start evolving. Things are going to start going really fast. And the spirit, your connection to your non-physical counterparts are what's going to strengthen you in these days coming. That's why I'm going to continue to remind you guys to acknowledge your ancestors, acknowledge your ancestors, acknowledge your ancestors, because they're guiding you and they're here to protect you and to create opportunities for you, open doors and to help you when the load is too heavy. So just do not hesitate. Don't be shy to ask for help and guidance when you need it. Guys, let's now get ready to take a pause for the cause. I'm excited for the guests we have because you guys know holiday time, we love to eat. We love to snack and we love desserts. And it is that time. We have the one and only Kiara Long, who's going to be joining us from Kiki Cakes, talking about the awesome treats that she has and the cool things she's going to be giving out. So stay tuned. And if you missed that interview, just make sure you have the event on the 22nd. She'll have treats for you.
If your goal is to purchase a car and to make the process as simple as possible, just get a car broker, guys. You just get a car broker. Big shout out to our homeboy, Hamsdale Jacques, the owner of HJCourtierAuto.com. That's HJCourtierAuto.com. If you're a small to medium-sized business and you're getting started and you're ready to go to that next level, what do you need? You need a phone line and you need a website. Think mainstream Digicom. They got all your telecommunication needs checked. MainstreamDigicom.com. You're trying to get out on the web. You're trying to understand how to navigate through ads. Check out Java Logics for all your marketing, your digital marketing. Where would we be without Preston? I don't even know. Check out Java Logics. I give thanks to Preston for what he's done for the OFC. The amount of positive reviews we've gotten from all his referrals, we're proud to stand behind his work. Check out JavaLogics.com. No, it's not just because he's my brother. It's because you can't talk hip-hop in Montreal without saying M-City Solo. Guys, check out his latest project, In My Feels, available on mcitysolo.com. If it's not one of the hardest new EPs to hit Montreal, come and let me know. You already know. It's your boy, Faro, bigging up mcitysolo.com. Keeping the culture alive. I gotta give thanks to West Can Folk Performing Company. For the last 40 years plus, they've been promoting our culture through song, drum, and dance, educating youth, the children, the seniors. Just check them out, westcanfolk.com.
Girl, what are you cooking?
My curry chicken.
Ooh, you're burning it.
Oh, gosh, it looks so...
It's okay, girl. You need the Curry House. They have the best Caribbean food in town. Two locations in Montreal, West Island and Côte-des-Neiges. For more information, follow Caribbean Curry House MTL. Don't forget to mention the Empower Hour for your 10% discount.
So, who placed in the order?
Me.
DeVito, WizKid, Burna Boy. Those are just some of the big names that's blessed Montreal thanks to Afrobeats Montreal. Definitely check out Afrobeats MTL for all concerts, show listings, everything that has to do with Afrobeats in the city. Check out Afrobeats MTL. One full circle. We are the Melanated Community Resource Hub and Network. What does that mean? We're here for each other.
Parlay with the people.
All right, beautiful people. So we are back. As you guys know, it is the season. Drew, maybe we could throw some Christmas music in the back, some Christmas vibes, some holiday vibes in the back here. I don't want to say the holidays is a time to eat, because I don't think that's why people get together, only for the holidays. But let's be real, a lot of people get together just to eat, all right? And I am excited. I am glad to have this member on with us today. We go way back. I've known her for a very long time. It is the one and only Kiara Long, who's also my cousin. Blessings. Thank you for being a guest with us today on the OFC Podcast Radio.
Thank you for having me.
It's my pleasure, Kiki. So, so first of all, anybody who has been on our show knows how I like to get down. I get in, I go hard in the paint when it comes to the business. But before we go and we dive into the business, I always like giving our guests an opportunity just to introduce themselves to the community, you know, and let people know who you are, like a little bit about your background for those who might not have ever heard of Kiara Long. The floor is yours. Who are you? Let's share with the world.
Well, like you said, my name is Kiara Long. I'm a mom of two, and I run a home bakery.
Woohoo! Snaps, snaps, snaps. Good. Now, for those, basically, you come from a famous family. And I think we'd be remiss if we do not give your siblings, not just your siblings, first of all, your long life sister, So everybody knows and loves Long Life. Shout out to Long Life. You have you can't come on here and not see your Long Life sister. You'll be like, oh shoot.
Right.
There's that family connection there. But also we do have to say you're also the daughter of the late Kathy Long, Kathy and Long, that we all love and miss. And she had a huge impact on community. A lot of us knew her, a lot of us she was a board member of the OFC. So it's we can't have her precious daughter on here and not send the love to her as well and make those connections.
Right.
And you know, I know you weren't going to do it, so I knew there were certain things I was just going to jump in and plug anyhow. So you know, that's just what it is. But my question now: so you run a bakery, and I have been blessed to have some of your awesome cakes. What was the inspiration? Like, why did you get into baking?
Well, I started baking long time ago. I believe I was in high school. I used to just bake for my friends' birthdays. I think like most bakers, you know, you start off with your Duncan Hines box and your Pillsbury cookie dough. So I always used to make giant cookies for my friends' birthdays. Mm-hmm. And then it kind of just snowballed from there. And then when I had Kaya, I wanted to make her first birthday cake, and Cake Boss had just come out, and I was like, I can do that.
Yes.
So turns out not as easy as you think, but you know, I got it together eventually.
Mm-hmm.
I remember her first birthday, I was walking in and I was like, please fall, please fall, please fall. Because no. I did not like how it turned out. And my best friend at the time was like, give me the cake. If you drop it, I'm going to be so mad, because we spent all night making it.
Right.
I wanted it to fall. Everybody loved it. And I think I left the birthday party with 3 orders.
Right. And you know, like what the world is going to come to know with you, it's like you're a perfectionist. So it's something where it comes through in the art, it comes through in what you create. So for sure, thank God your friend was there so you didn't drop it on the ground.
No.
Because it might not have been perfect to you, but I'm sure for everybody who was there, it was like a, ooh, wow, what the hell is this?
Right. Right. So my very first cake was, can't remember if it was 3 or 4 tiers with fondant. And like I said, I did not care for it at all, but everyone definitely went, ooh, ah. I think my like 4th order was a wedding cake.
Oh,
for
shoot.
Like 200 or 300 people. And I was like, okay.
But you know what's crazy though? Because when you find your calling, or when you hit in your what's for you, life will open up and will provide for you, will create more opportunity. It's almost as if life itself puts out a beacon to say, okay, she's on now. And it's like, you have no idea some of the amount of people who needed desserts. Now everybody needs a dessert and you are their go-to, you know, but it's because you're walking in your blessings and you're walking in your essence. So I'm glad that you're here and you're doing the daggone thing. So now, Kiki Cakes, that's the name of the business. Right. Now, I would ask you, you know, the inspiration behind the name, but your name is Kiara. So I hate to assume during interviews. We could deep dive if there's more to it.
No, it started out young, and so it was, this is my name, these are my cakes.
No, and the thing is, so explain to me the business, because I know it's not just desserts, right? Like you do. So if you, first of all, if we could first touch on the desserts, because that's what people really want to hear. It is the season. So if we could understand in terms of the array of desserts and the things that you could produce, if you could just share a little bit about that. But then also in addition to desserts and stuff, what else did you do?
Event decor. So right now I do mostly balloons. I like to do other things, but I'm learning to, you know, figure out one piece before you try to do all of it.
Mm-hmm.
There was a point where I thought I could just do all of it at once, and then you were drowning. So,
yeah, that's, and hey, that comes with growth. That comes with learning. That comes with, and actually, you jumped one part of my question. I want, so dessert wise, what are all the array of desserts that you could produce? Just ideas.
So dessert. I do a lot more cakes and cookies. I also offer dip treats, so different things dipped in chocolate and decorated to whatever theme you have or color scheme. Do cheesecakes and cheesecake cups, which I usually only do with a dessert table.
Okay.
But yeah, a lot of custom cakes and cookies. I'll do cookie sales for like different holidays.
Now, forgive my ignorance, but so let's say I'm hosting an event and I want to go beyond just a cake. You come and you could set up an entire dessert table where it gives us like an array of different desserts and like those drippy fountain things with chocolate running out. Like I've seen those on TV, as I'm saying. I just want to know.
Right. So not a chocolate fountain.
Okay. That's.
But it's dessert. So you have, you know, Rice Krispies, Oreos, cake pops, pretzels, popcorn. Some people are adventurous and they like chips dipped in chocolate, and you can make like a Rice Krispie square, but it's chips instead of the cereal.
Wow. That's next level.
Pardon me?
Sorry. I said that's some next level stuff right there.
It's the sweet and salty.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, so desserts like that, and then you can do, you know, mini cakes, cupcakes. I do a lot of different cookies.
So okay, so then and I'm asking these questions also like I'm putting myself in the mind of a client here and thinking about the different ways that I could benefit and use the services that you offer. So it's not just it's birthday parties, it's adult functions, it's work functions, if I'm understanding correctly. It's like anniversaries. Right. So tout le kit, and basically you are our community's go to whenever we need us like basically desserts. We could think about Kiki Cakes. That's basically the idea.
Yes, would love it if you thought about me.
So now, so again, congrats on the developments, and kudos as a mother, single mother, as she said.
Yes.
As a single mother, I don't want to be thrown into a relationship that you're not in. That's what I said. it's already the let's just be 100. Like the struggle is real. It's not easy, and to be able to. Be an entrepreneur and to be getting, you know, to be juggling as a mom and to do the business. I commend you for that, and I applaud you for the efforts, because it's definitely not a walk in the park.
Some days I'm like, why don't more people work at McDonald's? Because it can be a lot. It can be a lot.
I can imagine. So now we have something coming up. You have some specials going on for the holidays.
Right.
If we could talk a little bit about those benefits, holiday treats and things that you have going on, it'd be dope. So you could share. What do you have going on for the holidays?
So right now I have a holiday themed carrot cake, and I have a cookie box, a regular size cookie box with an assortment of 8 flavors. And then I have a small cookie box, which is 5 cookies that I advertise more like teacher's gifts, stocking stuffer kind of vibe.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was doing apple hand pies, where you could also buy a dozen or 3. Again, teacher's gifts, stocking stuffers, little holiday giveaway.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was also doing punch crepe.
Ooh. Now, right away, first of all, I'm going to thank you in advance, because my daughter in Zynga is doing piano, karate, and why does she want to give every teacher gifts? I don't even understand. Like, dad, what are we going to give a piano teacher? I'm like, we give her money every week. I don't understand. Where's the gift? where's my gift? You understand? And so, no one's talking about that, but. You are going to be present at our event this week, because I'm pre-ordering, because I'm going to need some of these stocking stuffers for these teachers. I know I need 2 sets already. I'm just going to determine, because I'm looking at your prices too, and they're extremely reasonable. I'm seeing the apple hand pie, a dozen for $30 or 3 for $9.
Right. So I like to, for the holidays, I like to bring it down. You're doing a lot. So
that's what the thing is. And again, bless your life, because it's in these times. First of all, there's this recession that no one wants to tell us that we're in. So the cost of living is bananas, and the income is not matching. So now we're able to benefit from some dope desserts that look good. The presentation, like we already discussed at the beginning, you are very meticulous when it comes to presentation. I've seen how you get down. So we do know that we'll be able to have something that'll be nice to present as a gift and at a reasonable price because you're mindful of the times that we're in. So appreciate you for that. Now, so as people are listening, so right away, you guys, you already know you could go online, you could check out Kiki Cakes on the OFC platform. Just search Kiki, you'll find her. Search cakes, desserts, you'll find her. But what are your other contacts that you want to give out in case somebody wants to reach out to you directly to order some stuff for the holidays?
So at the moment, most people just contact me through DMs on Instagram
Nice.
or Facebook. So
Okay.
it's all still just Kiki Cakes.
Okay. And Kiki spelled regularly, just Kiki Cakes.
Kikki Cakes.
That's why I had to ask because the other day I threw in Kiki, so I'm trying to find you. And I was like, hey. Who are all these extra Kikis in here? I was like, okay, so good. So it's 2 Ks. So Kikki Cakes. Now, there's a segment in the show where as you know, you're part of this Full Circle community. We definitely appreciate having you here. And you're giving to us. We appreciate you for that. If I had to ask you, as a community, what we can do for you, what would your answer be?
What could you do for me? I guess it would just to be if you have an event or get together, it doesn't have to be a large event. If you want to save yourself some time, I would appreciate the order.
Yes.
And you save some time and mess in your kitchen.
Thank you.
And yeah,
I like
just
that.
think of me when you need a dessert or a
Not
decoration.
okay. I like that. And see, and that's how we could give back. And it's something, it's not hard thinking of you when we're thinking about when we're thinking about our desserts. Especially if we're coming, like we have you did say you could also do specialty things. So after the holiday season, you already know we roll right into Valentine's. So basically people can benefit from those type of things. You are a member of the OFC, so OFC members can contact you, shoot present their card, you'll be able to give member discounts. We didn't talk about it before. Do you already have a preset discount that members could get when they purchase desserts from you?
Not yet.
Okay. So we'll talk about it because I think it'd be a cool a cool incentive for members, but you already know OFC members for the most part, we're just down to support anyways. It's not about the discount. It's really more about just supporting you and your business and helping you grow so you can create some jobs in the community. So it's really not about the discount. The only reason I'm asking is because we just put out the discount card. So I'll add your company to the discount page so companies could people could see what other discounts and stuff you have available. And I know you mentioned it, but as I'm looking at the picture big here on my screen, we have to remind people again that you have the punch of cream. Now, that is something, is that special only for the holiday season or is that something you make year round?
No, just for the holiday.
All right. Punch of cream, $45. It's how much? It's 45? Is it super strong? Will I feel woozy when I'm finished? Because I need to feel woozy when I'm finished, so I'm asking.
I believe so. I'm like, I would love other people's opinions on it, so definitely.
Well, all right, fine. I think I'm gonna be a tester as well. So, okay, I would definitely recommend you bring some punch of cream when you come. So now for our listeners, you will be present on the 22nd. So that's this coming Sunday. We're there. Doors open at 6:30. We're there probably to about 9:30, 10, turning up. It's gonna be an opportunity for members to come pick up their cards, but you're gonna be there with desserts to sell, so people can come ready to pick up. Ideally, I'm assuming if people can make pre-orders, it would be good.
Pre-orders are great since you never really know how much to bring. You also don't want to end up having a whole bunch of stuff just sitting around. So pre-orders are great.
Okay. I love that. So let's make it a point, guys. If you know you're going to be there and you're interested and you want to support the sister in what she is doing, please reach out, place your order so she knows she has a rough idea of how many treats and desserts to bring. Now, as we're preparing to close out the our parlay with the people segment, I always like giving our guests an opportunity to leave our listeners with some words of empowerment. Do you have any words of empowerment just to leave with our people?
Words of empowerment.
Yeah, I like to put people on the spot with this. It's always fun.
I was about to say, I feel like I was turned into a test now. Words of empowerment. Well, my mom used to always tell me, if you're going to do it with passion and do it like with love. Don't, like you said, if we're talking about the discount, we're not doing it for money. It's mm-hmm. nice that it helps me pay my bills, but I love to bake. I love to be a part of people's events and I love pretty things and stuff like that. So when you do it, do stuff with passion, do it with care, do it to help somebody out. And then the universe will give back to you and you just do it from your heart and not from like a greedy perspective.
Love, you see that? That came from the spirit. That is nice. Kiara, love, thank you. I'm glad, like I said, I'm glad to have you as a member of this community, but even more, I'm glad to have you as a cousin. I'm proud to see your development and your growth. You're doing awesome
thank
things.
Thank you.
You know, and I'm really just looking forward to the next phases. And however we can help as a community to help you get there, it's definitely in my my plan, and I'm excited to be with you on this journey.
Thank you, thank you. I'm definitely excited for the next step in this journey.
All right.
You know what really grinds my gears?
Actually, it's time to ungrind those gears. Let's get into some interesting facts, tips, and a whole lot of fun with Gina the Gray.
What the facts is going on? So, we're bringing Burkina Faso to the stage today because they've recently launched their own treasury deposit bank. So it's marking a significant step towards financial sovereignty and economic reform under President Ibrahim Traoré. The new institution is designed to manage public finances more effectively and reduce reliance on external financial systems such as the West African CFA franc, which is tied to the French treasury.
I'm applauding all of this. Sorry.
Applause.
Right truth.
Absolutely. And so the BDT aims to modernize the financial services, support development projects, and ensure the transparent management of state resources. It is open to various entities, including public institutions, private companies, and NGOs, offering digital payment systems and innovative banking solutions. This move aligns with Burkina Faso's broader efforts to strengthen economic independence and promote sustainable development. So shout out to them. And you know what? I seen something come across my board too, talking about obviously backing this as well with like the gold, with like natural elements that they have. And I feel like I read like a young millionaire was also investing into it. I might just have to update that. Unless you heard about that too, Farrah?
I heard about that too. Yes, gold bricks clearing out all kind of debt, all kind of craziness. Like
yes,
clearing all kind of. I'm here for all of that. All of that.
Yeah. So this was some really great news on them. I'm happy for that. It's always great when, like, here's the thing. I know that we all kind of say like, you know, you gotta fight for your independence and this, that, and the third. It's not always that easy. It's not necessarily always easy for a country to just say that they choose to be independent. You know, they have to make sure that they don't crumble economically. However, a lot of these countries and subsequently these islands are crumbling already. So they're kind of just like, well, if I'm crumbling and you're taking all our resources, I may as well crumble and keep my resources and try to build back from there, you know? So shout out to
talk about it.
Yeah, absolutely. Another thing that I came across, I'm trying to wonder what I go first with. You know, I'll go with a message that I heard and I thought it was pretty interesting. So let me share here. I'll play it and then we'll talk about it.
Here's one of the most profound things I've heard on the internet.
I came across a book that said,
Working out will make you feel weak when it's actually making you stronger. Learning new things will make you feel dumb when it's actually making you smarter. Investing in yourself will make you feel broke when it's actually making you rich. Facing your fears will make you feel terrified when it's actually making you braver. Never hold yourself back. Strive to be better tomorrow than you were today. Thank yourself later.
So that really hit a chord, struck a chord for me, because I know that feeling of like when I'm out there working out and like I'm, especially if I don't hit the same numbers I used to hit when I was younger, if I don't run the way I used to, if I don't do as many squats as I used to, and I'm kind of just like, oh my goodness, how come, why is this the case? Like, I used to be able to do this. That was a very different me at that time too. And at the end of the day, me, if I can just do 5 today and that allows me to do 6 tomorrow, so I got to stop that mindset of like, oh, I'm weak, I wasn't able to do this, or like, I'm not strong enough to do this. You are making yourself stronger, and it's putting you in those uncomfortable spaces to allow you to grow. And we tend to forget that.
Yeah, I love all of that, because it reminds me of what we spoke about last week when I was saying that, like, we have to push past that discomfort as well. Like, sometimes that discomfort of not knowing when it comes to learning is what is a barrier. That discomfort, that, you know, that anxiety that we feel, that not knowing, it's kind of cliche, but they really say that, you know, our success or our greatness is right past our discomfort, right? So it's like at first glance, we think about it and we look at these scenarios, and at times they're actually kind of daunting, and it prevents us from taking these steps. But our greatness is right on the other side of those steps. So anyways,
it's right on the other side. It's right on the other side. And so I came across another post, and because I've been talking to a few people, and quite honestly, and maybe it's the sad season, you know, what is it? A seasonal
depression?
Yeah, the seasonal depression. What does the AA stand for again?
AA? Alcoholics Anonymous?
No, it's like sad is supposed to be SAAD.
Oh.
I forget what the A's are for. But it could be seasonal depression. It could just be actual depression. And a lot of them are like, and I talk to them, they're just like, oh yeah, I got to clean up my place. And like, I don't know why. Like, I made such a mess out of it. And a lot of times, your exterior is a reflection of what's going on in your interior. Especially for me, I know that when I kind of look up and my place is a mess, I'm just like, which it was when I was sick for like 2.5 weeks. And I literally woke up one day and I was like, I have no more pants. Like, I have, my laundry room has beer clothes in it. I have no more bottoms to wear. Because shorts and skirts, this is just not the season for it.
Right.
Or dresses. But so a woman posted that, you know, she was depressed and her house was always a mess. So she found an app that turns cleaning into a game to give her brain the dopamine it craves. So, you know, wash the dishes, you get 7 points. Take out the trash, you get 6 points. And she mentioned how it's crazy because she says she's like 245% happier now and her house is always clean and she wishes she found it sooner. I don't know what the app is. I'm sure even if you
probably, what kind of teaser, Gina? How are you gonna come get us all excited? I was like, nice, I'm gonna try that shit. It's like, I don't know what the app is. Like, what?
Yeah. Because I was really just pulling it for the example.
Oh, I thought you were giving me a resource. And I was like, yo, super excited.
Yeah, no, I didn't. I don't particularly have that resource at this very moment.
Yeah, trust me. Stay tuned to our pages. We might share it later, or we won't. But you know how we get, though. No, but wait, you just said something, hold on, that thing about reflect. Yeah, no, because that's 100%. And these days, like, my spot looks like a tornado. Like, my room is clean, funny enough. Like, but that's because I just throw everything out of my room into the living room. So it's like that common area is just it looks like a tornado hit it. And I am 110% sure it's because that's how I feel in my head. I got a gazillion things going on, and I have piles of a gazillion different things happening in my living room. And I'm like, this is a problem. But so it is something that I am actually, that hence why I had doubled, I had leaned in, because I'm like, yo, I need some help with this. But I think it's beyond just me cleaning up and finding a game to clean up. I do actually need some psychological support. So if anybody's out there listening and can help me declutter my brain so I can declutter the rest of my living room, I holler at you. Thanks.
I'll have to find out, because like, I kind of Googled and I did get a lot of stuff. So let me, when I'm sharing things, let me share it with purpose. On our next show, I will find the app and share accordingly.
Gina, that's why we appreciate you, Gina the Great.
So I have a question. Are you a think to talker or talker to thinker?
Think to talker, because I feel like I process things in my head before I say it, just to make sure. Like,
Key, Kara, how do, where do you fall on that? Are you a think to talker or talker to thinker?
I feel like I want to say both. Like it depends on the moment.
So I think I fall on that too. And so this was a posting where a wife was kind of just saying, she realized something when her husband told her that he said, "You're a talker to thinker, and I'm a think to talker." And it's funny how they didn't recognize, or she didn't recognize how that small element of how they communicated was different. And he explained to her, it's like, by the time I say something, so let's take, for example, "Ooh, I'm hungry. Where do you want to eat?" Or like, "I'm hungry. I want to eat." And he was saying, like, by the time you ask me that, by the time I give you an answer, it's because I've already thought of what I want to eat or where I want to go. Whereas she would be like, "Ooh, what do I want to eat? Well, I want fish, or maybe I'll have a salad, or maybe I'll have a dessert." And so he would be like, "Are you kidding me? Like, what do you want to eat?" And I do recognize that for myself. Like, and I say that to say, because we always talk about it's all about bettering relationships that we have. And when you identify these little things that one helps you l lessen the frustration when you're talking to someone, you're kind of just like, why is this person always going through 10 different things when I've asked one question? Might be because they're a talker to thinker, and you're a think to talker, and you have to embrace what that means, because some people do math in their head, others do it out loud. Some people read in their head, others read out loud. And that's actually a real example, because like when I'll send something and someone's like reading it out loud while we're on the call, I'm kind of like, what, just read it in your head.
I'm that guy. I'm the read out loud guy for sure. But I think in my head, but I read out loud.
And then eventually I was just like, and then I literally had to tell myself, like, well, what do you care, Gina? Like, what do you care if the person reads out loud or in their head, unless it's distracting, but whatever that is. So that's another little nugget, if you will, about the way people communicate. So this week's trivia is a little winter centric. Yeah, we'll call it winter centric. I mean, tis the season. Tis the
It's a
season.
season that none of us enjoy. Sorry, winter. It's true.
You know what? Honestly, I don't enjoy it, but I do have colleagues who are just like, they're in bliss. They're like, this is the best season. You're not sweating all the time. You can just turn on, you can put on and then take off as you need. Or some of them are skiers and snowboarders, so like this is their heaven. I think it might have been a little bit obnoxious of me to think that the whole world thought like me and like that winter just sucks.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, and I found out that people actually do enjoy this.
No,
Someone told me that
you're
their favorite season is fall. I was like, when it's gray, rainy, and cold.
trust me, the in-between season, that's your favorite? Like, oh my God. No, but
I
you're, you
love
know what?
fall.
You thought you like fall too?
Yeah, I like to
Wow.
be able to just wear a sweater and be comfortable.
Wow. You see? Okay, you
And
see there.
that's fair,
Okay.
because I do see fall and spring people to be like the balance between the summer and the winter people.
Facts, which would
Because I'm
make
a summer
sense.
person, right? And so like I'm a summer person through and through. If you told me it was summer all year round, I'd be doing a dance.
Yeah.
Do I appreciate moments in spring? Yes, the ones that are closer to summer. Do I appreciate times in fall? Yes, the ones that are closer to summer.
That's
But those
funny.
who embrace those two seasons, I guess you guys are the better people of it, and you guys have are you're more balanced than the straight summer or the straight winter people.
Right.
I did have a colleague who told me that she appreciated fall because she could wear skirts without chafing.
Oh,
That
nice.
too, that's a real thing. That's for
That
real.
is a real thing. That's a fact.
That's a real thing.
That's for real, because like summertime, you love the heat, but now you got to wear more clothes to keep away the discomfort. So now you're hot again.
100%. And I've chafed in the summer. And when it's happened, your whole day's ruined.
It's whole day. I could be your whole week because that's it's not fun.
And then you walk like a weirdo. And at this point, I don't care who sees me. But yeah, I have to walk with wide legs because it hurts.
Yeah.
So chafing, I'm sorry, forgive my ignorance. So chafing is like when, like, what is
your
chafing?
Thighs
is?
Rub well, so together.
When they rub so much together, it causes a friction and it can literally, like,
you where can it takes your skin.
It, like, irritates it, yeah.
It's kind of like giving yourself a carpet burn.
Yeah, that would suck. Okay, now I'm with you guys in there and so with that discount.
Thighs in the summertime. Yeah.
Yeah, 100%. All right, let's get into it. So, what is the shortest day of the year called?
Well, wait, this is trivia?
This is trivia.
Yo, G, you're just jumping right in. No intro isn't ready, bro. Okay.
No. So you weren't listening because I said this is trivia the whole time. That's why we were talking about the seasons. I said,
I missed the beginning. True. Okay. All right.
Wow, you tried me. Okay. Right, so what is the shortest day of the year called and when does it typically occur?
Leap day and leap year. No? Okay.
That's what I was thinking about. I really wasn't sure.
But
not the shortest month, but the shortest day of the year is winter solstice. And it's around the 21st and the 22nd in the northern hemisphere. So that's the day where we have the shortest amount of sun.
You know, I feel like I should have known that. Like,
right?
All right. Okay.
Which country is home to the world's largest annual snow festival?
Which country?
Yes. This might be a little bit Canada. No, it's not Canada.
Because I was going to say Quebec. Like I thought, but Quebec's not a country. I know, but that's why I figured it would have been Canada because Quebec has this whole winter wonderland that they do. Have you ever been to that snow hotel?
Remember when I said I'm a summer person?
No, I know. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Remember?
Okay, but if it's not Quebec,
So Alaska would be the U.S. and it's not Alaska or the U.S. It's actually Japan. So they have a Sapporo Snow Festival.
It snows in Japan? Again.
I'm like, do I want to say that aloud?
Does it snow in Japan? Absolutely, it does. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh, and by the way, this is winter around the world too. Oh, yeah, winter around the world-ish. You know, it's not just everything Canada. So next question. What is the term for a winter storm with strong winds, low temperatures, and heavy snowfall?
Blizzard.
It is a blizzard.
I don't know any other way of saying a bad snowstorm though.
Now, next question, closest answer wins. You can give it to me in Fahrenheit or you can give it to me in Celsius. But what is the record for the lowest temperature ever recorded on Earth?
On Earth.
And like in all fairness, this was recorded at Vostok Station in Antarctica in 1983.
You see, I was about to say, because I heard Antarctica gets bananas out there where it's like...
Right, I want to say like -101 or something. Is that ridiculous?
-101 Fahrenheit or Celsius?
I want to say Celsius. I feel like a lot more places do Celsius than we do.
All right, I'm going to go with -137 Celsius.
-137 Celsius. The coldest that it was recorded was -128.6 Fahrenheit, which is the equivalent of -89.2 Celsius. So, Key, you got that right. Or you were close.
89.2
Celsius. Ain't no way.
Yeah.
Next question. What is the name of the famous sled dog who led his team to deliver diphtheria antitoxin during the 1925 serum run in Nome, Alaska?
Bernard.
I don't even know.
You said Bernard?
I did say Bernard, yeah. Saint Bernard.
Isn't that a dog? it's a name or a type of dog.
But it was the name of the dog. So he's saying Bernard, Saint Bernard for long.
Mm-hmm. That's
You
why
guys,
they named the dogs after that dog. They're like, yo, this dog.
I don't even have a guess. That makes me think of that movie with that big dog, but I can't even remember his name.
Lassie?
Beethoven?
Yes, Beethoven.
Yes, that's what I
said. Well, his name was Balto. I thought you were actually going to say the right when you started with the beat.
I wish.
Yeah. All right. Which mythical figure is said to live at the North Pole?
Santa Claus.
Key said it first. Yeah.
Totally said it first.
What natural phenomenon can often be seen in winter near the Arctic and Antarctic regions?
Northern Lights.
Oh, yeah. That's it.
I will take the Northern Lights as an answer. It's the Aurora Borealis. Yeah. Also known as the Northern Lights. You can see it in the north, and you can see it in... you see the Aurora Borealis in the north, and you see the Aurora Australis in the south.
That's dope.
Which famous song begins with the lyrics, "Oh, the weather outside is frightful"?
Let it snow.
Exactly. I feel like I should have known.
Yeah, I just fast forward. I just did the melody and then I went straight to the chorus. I was like, what?
I couldn't even remember the words.
Two more questions. What is the common name for the phenomena where trees are covered with ice due to freezing rain?
Ice storm. Oh, wait.
It is an ice storm.
Okay, bat. I was like, is there another term that they call that?
There is glaze ice. There's glaze ice or an ice storm. We had that. What year was that? 96, 92?
Some kind of time. That's when I was living in Pine Core. What an experience.
Yeah, Jesus. That was 96. Last question. What is the official flower of the December birth month?
Why do they have a flower?
Poinsettia? I think every month has a flower, by the way. So why do they have a flower? Wowzers.
Just hate it.
It's
called the Arctic Bloom flower?
It is not.
But you hear the way I said it as if like it could potentially be the answer. That's how I got through high school.
Like December makes me think of poinsettias, but I don't know if that's a December thing or a Christmas thing.
So poinsettias do come out during December, and it is a plant, so it's not technically a flower. So I love that. I'd give you a 0.5 for that. I'm just gonna give you the 0.5 for that because it was 3-3, and I'll just give you the edge for that. But it's actually a Pharaoh. It's actually a holly.
Holly.
It's a holly.
Right. That makes sense.
And but the I guess the scientific term for it is a narcissus. A narcissus.
Is really? Holly.
A narcissus so, flower?
Yeah.
It's a weird kind of flower. Jerk.
Yeah. Worst flower. Ain't nobody want no hollies up in here.
Well, hollies, what they use for? Is that what they use for a mistletoe?
Good question. Let me see. Could be. Yeah, because that's what it looks like for the mistletoe. Mm-hmm. Well, I guess the mistletoe is narcissistic.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That was
Well, thank you for joining us for trivia today, Key. Congratulations on winning winter trivia. Clearly, Pharaoh and I are summer people, and that's what happens. But I grind, you grind, and sometimes we need to ungrind together. That's Ungrind My Gears with Gina the Great. We'd like to thank our special guests. This episode is possible thanks to the awesome people at CKUT, the OFC, and Drew in the Stew. Do you have any shout-outs?
Gary, you can go ahead.
Do I have any shout-outs? Can I shout out myself?
Of course! Yeah.
Absolutely. Kiki Cakes for your holiday baked goods.
Yes. That's a good shout-out.
I like that. I'd like to shout out family. You know, it's I'm shouting out the fact that I'm going to be off for a couple of days. A couple of weeks, I should say. But I'm looking forward to the time that will be spent with family out there. I'm also shouting out those who can mend difficulties within the family. And I'm also shouting out those who understand their boundaries. And sometimes you just know that whatever's healthiest for you is healthiest for you. So I guess that's a shout out to everyone.
Yes, it is. That's a general shout out to everyone. My shout out to the season. Know your worth. Know who you are. Surround yourself with like-minded people. The world's about to be crazy. We're taking some time off. You're going to hear some reruns. Yo, shout out to all OFC members. I appreciate you guys. And 2025, do we have another episode before? Yeah, we have another episode. So you guys hear another episode before we give you guys the resolutions and stuff. But I'm really excited for the new year. Burkina Faso. It might be something in the air, because community banking is going to be the way we're going to be going, guys. And we're going to change the world with our own economic independence. So with that, sending you guys all kind of love, light, strength, and blessings.
Kings and queens, this was the OFC Podcast Radio with Pharaoh Hammond Freeman, Queen Kaya, and myself, Gina the Great. We're on every Thursday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. on CKUT 90.3 FM. Hopefully you got your dose of entertainment, enlightenment, and empowerment. Stay blessed and highly favored.
OFC Podcast Radio.